Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that a lot of people ask us about, buying a home on Longboat Key. It's this beautiful, exclusive area, and honestly, the process can feel a little overwhelming if you don't know what you're doing. So I'm really glad David's here to break it all down for us. David, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, Longboat Key is such a unique market. I mean, it's one of the most sought-after coastal communities in Florida. And that comes with its own set of considerations that are different from a lot of other markets. So I'm excited to talk through this with you.
Okay, so let me ask you this. For someone who's thinking about buying on Longboat Key, where should they even start? Like, what's the first thing they need to understand about this market?
Great question. So the first thing is understanding what you're actually buying into. Longboat Key is a barrier island, which means it has specific characteristics. Beautiful beaches, limited inventory, and because of that, prices tend to be premium. You're not just buying a house, you're buying a lifestyle and a location that's incredibly desirable. So step one is really getting clear on your budget and what that budget can actually get you in this market.
Right? So you're saying the premium pricing is kind of a given, like you can't really negotiate around that.
Well, not exactly. Prices are definitely higher than neighboring areas, but there's still room for negotiation depending on the property and the market conditions. What I always tell people is this: work with someone who knows the Longboat Key market intimately. You need to understand comparable sales, current inventory levels, and what's actually realistic for the type of property you're interested in. Don't go in blind.
That makes total sense. So beyond just the price point, are there other things specific to Longboat Key that buyers need to know, like regulations or restrictions or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. There are several things. First, you've got environmental considerations. Longboat Key is very conscious about coastal protection and preservation. You might encounter restrictions on what you can build or renovate. There are also HOA rules in many communities there, and those can be pretty detailed. Plus, you need to think about insurance. Flood insurance, especially, is a big factor on a barrier island. And hurricane preparedness is real. These aren't deal breakers, but they're definitely things you need to factor into your decision.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize the environmental stuff was so involved. So if someone wants to, say, renovate their home or add something, they can't just do it?
Exactly. You might need permits, environmental clearances, or approval from local authorities. It's not as simple as other areas. That's why I always recommend getting a pre-purchase inspection and also consulting with someone who understands local regulations before you fall in love with a property. You don't want to buy something only to find out you can't do what you planned.
Yeah, that would be a nightmare. So practically speaking, what should someone's checklist look like when they're actually ready to make an offer on a Longboat Key property?
Okay, so here's what I tell all my buyers. Number one, get pre-approved for a mortgage. You need to know your actual buying power. Number two, hire a real estate agent who specializes in Longboat Key. Not just someone who sells real estate, but someone who knows this specific market. Number three, get a thorough home inspection. Number four, understand the insurance situation before you commit. And number five, review all HOA documents and regulations if applicable. Then, once you've done all that homework, you can make an informed offer.
I love that checklist. You know what I think is so cool about what you're saying? You're basically saying, do your homework first and then make the move, not the other way around.
Exactly. People get emotionally attached to a property and skip steps. With Longboat Key especially, because the market moves fast and prices are high, you really can't afford to skip anything. A little bit of upfront work saves you a lot of headaches down the road.
This has been super helpful, David. I feel like anyone thinking about Longboat Key now has a much clearer picture of what they're getting into. Thanks so much for breaking this down for us.
My pleasure. It's a beautiful place to live, and if you do it right, it's an amazing investment. Just make sure you go in with your eyes open.